हरिनाम श्लोके जी करिय व्याख्या सही सत्य सुखदात परम प्रमाण तो प्रकाशानंद सरस्वती चैतन्य महाप्रभु वेदांत सूत्र एंड प्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ हरिनाम 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 एव केवलम दैट इन दिस ए देयर इज नो अदर अल्टरनेटिव फॉर सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन दैन चैंटिंग the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram. Hare Nam, the holy name of God. So, considering the fallen age at the present moment, God is so merciful and kind that He presents Himself as sound. A sound vibration, which everyone can produce by his tongue and can hear, and God is present there. So, we have been discussing this first thing of Bhakti Madhusudana before. Krishna Jayaki Bhagavata. Don't waste your time. Simply, what is this, what is that, what is this, what is that. Just immediately take shelter of the Supreme Lord. That is your immediate necessity. Because you do not know when death will come. So this is an opportunity. Suppose, if you have proved something and if you are given an ultimatum, the deadline, that within 5 minutes, you must finish. Similarly, this part of life, in a comparison of our eternal life, it is only 5 minutes. But if 5 minutes is wasted simply for eating, sleeping, and for a little comfort of this body, and our mission is further, it is simply a suicidal point. That's what Bhagavad says, bhakti mudas, giving up the devotional service, Krishna consciousness. If one is foolishly, simply engaged in understanding what is this, what is that, that will be understood. Just in vijnati, sarvamayitam vijnato bhavanti. If you understand Krishna, if you understand the Supreme Absolute Truth, then there will be nothing unknown. Everything will be known because He is everything. Tisham Kesala Eva Tishati Nannan Jathastu Nidhavadatma. Such persons who are simply wasting time, what is this, what is this, what is this, their profit is simply labor of love. Jannir Vinda Khavimukta Manina there is another verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 2nd chapter, 26th verse. It is said that, Jannira Vindaka, God is addressed, Krishna is addressed as lotus eyes. His eyes are very nice. So his another name is Aravinda. Aravinda, Akya. Akya means eyes, and Aravinda means lotus flower. So, one devotee is praying, gay persons, those Aravinda, the lotus eyes, God, there are persons who, in the Aravinda, they are falsely thinking that I am now liberated. I have become one with God. Falsely think. That it is just like some purchasing matter. that you have become one with God. Bhagavad says, what fool you are, you are with God. You are being kissed by the laws of nature. What you hide with him foolishly that you are one with God. So Janmira Vindaka Vimukta Manna. Vimukta Manna means they are thinking that I am now liberated. I have become one with the Supreme Lord. They, Abhijuddha Buddha, their intelligence is not purified. In other words, it is very gentlemanly said, their intelligence is not purified. That means they are in the darkness of knowledge or grand fools. In other words, so these grand fools, they think that I have become liberated. They are being kicked every second by the laws of nature, but still they think that I am liberated. So such persons, they were in the Saudi lotus side, Arutya Kutche, to become one with you, they perform 3 years of this, that requires a force. Shankaracharya recommended monism. Nobody can follow his strict principle. So he simply says that we are followed of Shankaracharya. You cannot approach even the shadow of Shankaracharya. You are so strict and so disciplined. According to Shankar Sampradaya, everyone must take first of all sannyas. Sannyas means this renounced order of life. There is no question, those who are enjoying this material life, for them to understand Shankar's wisdom. It is a paradox. Shankar does not recognize anybody who has not accepted sannyas. That is his first rule. So, Shankar Sampradaya, they perform very austere penance and principles. They take 3 times bath at least, 3 times, and no clothing, simply 1 loincloth. And their position is 1 loincloth and 1 wooden waterfall, that's all, nothing more. And they lie down on the floor. So they are strict here and say, renounce order, it's very strict. So they perform austerity. So Bhagavad accepts their austerity. Arutya Krishna Parampanam. By their 3 years penances and austerity, they come to the supreme position. Supreme position means to come to the point of realization of Brahma. Impersonal realization of Brahma, that is not also a joke. It may be impersonal. But that position is very high. That is accepted. That is Vaishnavas or Adi. Those personalities, they also accept. That position is very high. But the difficulty is that Bhagavad says, Arutya Kachina Param Padam Tadat, although they come to the almost near, but Anadita Patantya, Anadita, they have no shelter. Just like it is not so, if you go up by scrutiny some few hundreds and thousands of miles, that is not so. That is not to be ridiculed. But the danger is that if you do not have shelter, then you come down. If you have no shelter, then what is the use of going up? That shelter is Krishna. That supreme above, according to law, kingdom of God. So, because they have no idea that there is kingdom of God, a God is person who can reach there, you can talk with him. Therefore, they have no shelter. And their intelligence is not purified because they have not still completed what is actual knowledge. Actual knowledge, it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Vahanam Janmanavanta Jaravan Mahamsapattate. That is actual knowledge. When he comes to the point of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender, my Lord, simply wasted my time in this way. Now I understand Vasudeva Sarasvati. You are Vasudeva Krishna, you are a saint. That is the ultimate end of knowledge. And so long one does not come to this point, it is to understood that he has no shelter. And because he has no shelter, he has to come down again. Again to the opening of hospitals and giving medicines or so many things to them. What the ordinary men are saying, what is the use of taking your sannyas, renouncing this world? Brahma Sattva Jagan Mitta. Shankaracharya's first principle is to give up this material world. This is all false, nonsense. Come to the Brahma platform. So if you go to the Brahma platform, why again you come to this nonsense platform? That means Svatantra Dharma. That means Svatantra Dharma. There is a very big sannyasi in India. His name is Tatpasri. Tatpasriji. So he's very learned scholar, and he speaks about Srimad Bhagavatam. He's such a learned scholar, thousands of people will come to hear him. He's very great scholar. But he was very much respectable, and he has many disciples, when he's a man of position, a sannyasi. Unfortunately, he has taken now politics. He's after to take back Pakistan and join it in India. That has become the mission. So he's going to jail him. Because political movement, everything is going. Now his sannyasi is finished. Now no more. Now again, Indian party. That's all. So this is here. Vivekananda came here to preach Hindu religion. Before that, he had no idea of philanthropic work. And when he came back to India, this is your religion. So many Indians, they are suffering. So many Indians, they have no shelter. Have give them shelter, give them hospital. He began. And collected funds. Vivekananda started a new religion, Daridranath. There is not any the poor, poverty taken, poverty man, this would be sad, not Krishna. That is their mission. The Ramakrishna mission means to serve Daridrana. Narayan has become Daridra, he has invented some words. Narayan has become Daridra. You see Vishnu Narayan, so opulent, according to Vivekananda, he has become poor now. So these things are going on. These things are nothing. They are symptoms of falling down. Nothing more. They are symptoms of falling down. They cannot do a bit of benefit to the humanity. The laws of nature is so strict that if you have to suffer, nobody can shake it. That is a realized that Prahlad has. There are so many evidences. Balasaneha Pitaro. Saranyam. Now there are children. Of course, but there are many children. They are called their parents, but they are suffering. Actually, children who have got their parents to take care, but in spite of their parents being present, they are suffering for want of food, want of proper nourishment. Therefore, it is to be understood that father and mother is not actually responsible man to take care of children. Then, balasaneha saranam pituru, natasya chavada, atasya, those who are suffering. For them, those who are suffering from disease, medicine is not all. Suppose one man is suffering, he is giving all treatment and medicine. There are many rich men, they can spend like anything. But does it mean that he will be cured? No. He may not be cured. The parents, even in the presence of parents, the children may suffer. Mudannato, no. And suppose You have worked very good and nice. See, do you mean to say that he'll talk about the attractive offense gently or at any moment it can be found? There is no guarantee. You have got very nice jet plane. You are going to San Francisco. Oh, there is no guarantee that it shall reach there. So therefore, unless there is God's sanction, all these remedies, all these protection is useless. Useless. Therefore, the best service to the humanity is to revive his Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. That is saving. That is saving. Not this little hospital or this is little food stuff. No. The correct thing. If God neglects one, there is a Bengali two lines. Rakhe Krishna Mare. Mare Krishna Rakhe. If Krishna, if God wants to kill somebody, nobody can protect. And if God wants to protect, nobody can kill him. If God wants to kill him, nobody can protect him. And if God wants to kill him, nobody can. Good. One doctor, God, he told me, because I was in medical business, he went to see one patient. He explained that I went to see one patient, he's suffering from pneumonia, and he's so poor man, and he's lying in so unfavorable condition, that our medical science says he would have at once died. But don't see, he's not dead. I tested this. One doctor at Vara, he's a Mahavidyan doctor. So, I saw that many patients are surrounding him. So, when I saw him, I congratulated Dr. Lee about a very good patient. The practice is very nice. So, his name was Vahi, his Mahavira. So, sir, this is not my credit. If you want my practical experience, I'll say that we confident I prescribe somebody some medicine, it fails. And without any confidence, just to take a chance, I prescribe some medicine, let me see if it is or it works, right? So, actually, I have no credit. You are an honest man to admit. It is God's grace that so many patients are being cured in my hand, but I say I have no credit. This is real. So, we should not test any credit. Everything is under the laws of the Supreme God, through the agency of this material external connection. Just like the government is working under different departments. Similarly, God is working under his different energies. He is sitting with you, he is seeing everything, he knows everything. Vidaha Samititani, he knows your past, present, and he knows your mind. As you wanted to do something, he reminds you, my dear boy, you wanted to do this, do it. And you wanted to place your hand on the fire, you forgotten, just place your hand on the fire and see, test it. So this is going on. This is nature. And they are suffering. They are being kicked by the material nature. It still they have no sense. I am God. These fools, these rascals have created havoc in you. Godlessness. The Bhagavad says that in a very polished language, that their intelligence is not a pure avishuddha buddha. Buddha means, buddhi means intelligence. Avishuddha, not purified. Why? Not purified because they have no center. See, in spite of their so much spiritual penance, Vedanta reading and the jugglery of words, they come back again to the hospital. That's that is it. So, Janmeyravindra Kavivaktamanina Sanchatta bhava, Yusada, we are simply thinking that that is liberation. This is not liberation. Liberation means to have Krishna consciousness. This is liberation. Brahma Shabde Kaini Sada Isadja Purna Bhagavan Tare Nidvise Sthati Purna Ta Hoya Kaini. The Brahma, as explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he summarizing. Brahma means the greatest. Greatest means how we can estimate greatest. Oh, he is the greatest rich man. He is the greatest strong man. He is greatest man of knowledge. He is greatest man of beauty. His greatest man of that is God. Yes. He will find out any person in this world who is greatest rich man. He won't find. That's what nobody is done. You find out any man, he's the greatest strong man. There's no such thing. If you find me greatest strong, and after 2 days you'll find, Bruce is stronger than man. Then if you conclude that he fired, Dwarkadi is stronger than the Bruce. God. You'll find stronger and weaker. Both. You'll find weaker than you and stronger than you. Even if you find every time he's supposed to be the strongest than animal. The lion is stronger than him. If you think that lion is very strong, or you'll find gorilla is stronger than so there is no limit. When you come to the limit, so there has to say that Ishvara Parama Krishna. There are so many Ishvara gods, that's not right. But the Supreme Lord is Krishna. Because nobody is found greater than Krishna. When Krishna was actually present and he manifested as ordinary man like that, in the history we find that nobody was greater than him. At least we can find out the Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna. There is nobody in the world who could speak more than Bhagavad Gita. After that, the man is so much advanced in knowledge, so far, that they cannot put a literature like Bhagavad Gita, they can understand fully. In Dr. Radha Krishna tells another place. So this God means, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains on that line, Brahma means the greatest, the supreme. And how we can estimate one's greatness? These are the symptoms of greatness. So how can we infer? If the Brahma is the richest, if the Brahma is the most beautiful, if Brahma is the most learned, then where is the question of impersonality? Can any impersonal thing become learned? Can any impersonal thing can become richest? Oh, that is the question. Who can challenge this explanation? If you say God is great, then how we estimate God is great? These are the symptoms. He must be great in richness, he must be great in strength, he must be great in beauty, he must be great in knowledge, he must be great in renunciation. These are the symptoms of greatness. How can you deny it? Where is it? Now, if you say, our idea is great in the stars, then God creates the stars. That the sky is not great. God is great. Just like you see the sunlight distributed all over the universe. If you say this is greatest, the sun planet is creating the sunlight. Therefore, sun planet is greatest, not the sun science. So we are captivated, Tri Gunamai, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
We are captivated by the greatness of the three qualities of nature. Or the energies of God, and we do not approach God. That is our difficulty. We are simply amazed by seeing the wonderful activities of God in us. But we do not approach God. Therefore, we are less intelligent. one who does not approach God simply is captivated by the display of his energy. They are called shakta. Shakta means appreciating the strength or the energy of God. Therefore, thank you.